Blog Talk Radio.
This is Protected. You are now tuned in to the Conscious Power. Culture Unite. Junior Gong. Grand Bird. Return from Mecca. Roots and culture, justice born, raise up your lighters, smoke it up for the ancestors, smoke it up for the freedom fighters that hold it down and protect the righteous, smoke it up for the activists who stay strong in the struggle to the beast is just, sing a song to a jig man tan, sing a song to a jig for the man, you hop and skip through rules for the man, sow your ass before you freeze your land, so many struggle with the temp of the bubble, broke food turned double and a double turns trouble, so many fans just crumble to a humble and the hustle went wrong and the hood lose muscle, give thanks for roots and culture, a true and living soldier, don't be that wanted poster. Be mine is fresh meat for the vulture.
Walk like you're chosen.
Selassie and Gandhi.
Walk like you're chosen.
Like Grand Verb and Marley. Culture united, divided we fall. Culture united, we must stand tall. Culture united, freedom for all. Culture united, love over war.
Told jewels is gold, one path through mathematics.
The conscious terrorist, warfare kinetic, extreme level phonic. Granted, it's hectic, deadline for fools. Think twice before you set it. First step's a duty, no hell, your drop is endless.
To the east, blackwards, and it won't stop. Can't and will not stop. Forward.
I'm in the street knowledge, the art of survival's my recipe. My roots be harmonious therapy. Kidding it ready, be ready for X-Clan. We cycle like 720, recycle the lifespan. We evolve and expand the blood, race, and land. The brothership connection, we live free in the land. We fought the guard, man, arm, leg, a leg, a. We do it and true to it, we measure beyond bars. Now, the word Molly is actually stems from the word Mooley,
and which that is another name for more. All right?
Wow.
You know that today, in other words, this was a code name. His grandmother was that was a code name. You know what I'm saying? We know that the word Welch or Walsh comes from England. All right? It comes from England. And that particular name shows that if he was Prince Hall, where he supposedly got his charter from was from England. This is what the Prince Hall Masons say. But before I get into their connections, I want to say more about Benjamin Banneker's of Bembe Emmanuel Moali, who was also a judge. He was also a prince of the Lenape, which are the Delaware Moors, as they are known as today. All right. And Benjamin Banneker's grandmother, like I said, Molly Welch, has been said by many authors to have been white. But that was a code. All right. Because we know that based on the information coming from Benjamin Banneker, he writes that his ancestry or parenting, you know, was that of African. You know, at least this is what he's, you know, this is what he states. You know, he states that it was African. Now, as a matter of fact, in the letter to Thomas Jefferson, Banneker states, "Sir, I freely and cheerfully acknowledge that I am of the African race, and in the color which is natural of them of the deepest dye. And it is a sense of the most profound gratitude to the supreme ruler of the universe." All right. Now, there's also an article in which that came from Georgetown Weekly Ledger, in which that calls Benjamin Banneker an Ethiopian, whose ability as a surveyor and astronomer clearly proves that Mr. Jefferson's conclusion that this race of men were void of new endowment without foundation. Now, based on what we have read from Sex and Race by J.A. Rogers, in particular Volume 1, what we've read within The Five Negro Presidents, what we've read within The Six Black Presidents by Sister Arcette, those particular books state emphatically that Thomas Jefferson was a Moor, and that in order to try to hide his so-called blackness, he destroyed all the letters in which that was between him and his mother or any historical lineage or line. So, come to find out that based on the Five Negro Presidents, it particularly say that Jefferson's mother was an Indian squaw or a Moor. All right. And so we know his history, and because he was so shameful of his own history, he destroyed those particular letters, trying to hide it. So now he attempts to state that he was superior, or that he is from the superior race, and Benjamin Banneker had to bring him back into what is really going on. And who we as Moors or Africans actually are. All right? And understand the word African, which Moors don't have a problem with the word African, because remember, we're in Northwest Africa. All right? What we call North America. All right? So we do not run away from the term African. But many in the so-called conscious community believe that we do. But yet, if you read the Holy Quran, Circle 7, the word African is mentioned at least 16 times in the book. At least. All right, so Africa or African is mentioned at least 16 times. So we understand that we are African, but we are African Moors. All right, or Africans in the diaspora, referred to as tribal Washita or Moors, as your ethnicity, all right, together, your nationality, in which that ties you back to the landmass on which that you have the greater connection to, based on FEMA, all right, particularly the King Alfred Plan, and in particular what is called Rex 84, signed by Ronald Wilson Reagan in 1984. It particularly states that the minorities, as they refer to it as, are bound to this continent by heritage. So because we're bound to this continent by heritage, that means that we have a greater affinity here, all right? Because if you get another book called Forbidden Archaeology by Michael Cremor, The Hidden History of the Human Race, he states in there that in Dorchester, Massachusetts, there was an excavation in which that was done, in which a metal vessel from out of pudding stone or rocks, in which that is estimated to go back to 600 million years. So that means that there was people in the Western Hemisphere in North America, in which that was way before the corporation United States, but was in America, all right, as we were, you know, being that that is one of the oldest names that we know of it as. All right, in which that shows that we've been here at least 600 million years ago. And then, of course, we have concession or impacts after impact, in which that we have down through the years. There's none in which that goes further than that. But that shows that we, through the diaspora, was already here in North America 600 million years ago. You have the Twa people based on the Children of Mu by Albert Churchward, not Albert Churchward, his brother James Churchward, excuse me, in which that states that the Twa was in the Hawaiian Island, which is, of course, supposedly one of the 50 states. Of course, the Kingdom of Hawaii have pulled away from it and went back to its original tenants. Okay. However, the Twa was there with what is called the Hawaiian Islands. Of course, we know it as Lemuria, Elamoria, 2 million years ago, based on his calculation. Then, based on National Geographic, it speaks of a people out of Arizona who were so-called Black Moors, who were there within the Arizona region for 75,000 years. The Washita, based on the calculation of the Empress Variasi, Tierra Gaston El Bay, or Washita Turnica Gaston El Bay, she states that the Washita has been here over 100,000 years ago. Now, you have at least the oldest civilization in which they have marked in the Western Hemisphere to be the Olmec, or the Meccan, which you get the, of course, you get Omexum from. That was talking about the Olmecs. The Olmecs were the oldest civilization here, and they ran this empire until just recently under various names: the Songhai Malian Empire, the Washita Empire, the Kushite Empire, the Altama Empire. All of these were just various names of the same empire, same people, the Moors. Africans. Now, as you go and do your research on who are the Olmecs, you will find that they spread it out after they left South America into Mexico, Levanta, Tabasco. Matter of fact, if you go to Cancun and go down the main strip, you will see a grande, giant head.
Grande cabeza.
A giant head of the Olmec in the middle of the street. My wife and I took pictures at it years ago. So, and also, we went to Mexico this past year, in March, near the end of March. And the tour guide specifically stated, and we'll play the footage or the audio for you soon, of a Mayan. He was a Mayan. And he said, even though he's a Mayan, he said he has to tell the truth, is that the Mayans had parents. And the parents were the Olmecs. And the Olmecs were Kushites, Ethiopians, who had tightly coiled head and dark skin. And they were here. And they are the ones in which that formed civilization. All right? We know that it's not this civilization, but that's what history tells you. They want you to think that a 5,000 to 6,000 year civilization is old here in Western Hemisphere. When I just told you that based on the forbidden archaeology of Michael Cremor and Richard L. Thompson, 600 million years, we were already here. So you will find pockets and pockets of different so-called groups, what they would refer to as Indians, but the word Indy means black, all right, or God's people, based on the Spanish interpretation coming from Christopher Columbus, all right? And we don't even know if he actually existed, or Christopher Colón, or Cristobal Colón, whatever name in which that they say that he used during that time period. Now, the Olmecs being the oldest, they came from out of the interior of the Yucatan Peninsula and came up into North America, spreading out along the Mississippi River. As a matter of fact, Prophet Nobudrali states within the oral statements and traditions that there was Moors before the Europeans. Before the Europeans came, there was Moors living all up and down the Mississippi. These were the Olmecs, the descendants with the Washita or Choctaw, Cherokee, Creek, which is Muskogee, the Seminole, which is actually the Yamasee, the Chickasaw, all right, the Osage, the Comanche, the Seneca, the Tuscarora. All of these were the same family. And as a matter of fact, if you get the Treaty of Camp Holmes, it's called the Camp Holmes Treaty, you will see that they refer to all of us as we band together as the Wichita Nation. The Wichita Nations or Wichita Nations. So that verify our existence in history, as well as also you can get Lewis and Clark Expedition, and you'll find Ben York and his wife as they traveled across the country towards the west with Lewis and Clark, helping them to get past these tribes. Otherwise, they would have been decimated. Ben York knew how to speak the language, and so did his wife. So they was helped to get through. That's who they helped. All right, so we know that from Ben York family, we know that that was also connected to the Washita. If you get the book Return of the Ancient Ones by the Empress Verdiasi Tierra Washita Turnica Gaston Albay, she verifies these connections. All right. And of course, Ben York's wife, you have heard her name several times, I'm pretty sure in history. I can't remember it as of right now, but I'm pretty sure it will come back to me before we end this discussion. But as the Olmecs came into the interior of the South, the blacks began to rule the South. The Moors ruled the South. And this is verified if you get the tape by Hakeem H.Y. Bey, What They Never Told You in History, history class. You can probably watch it on YouTube. He made mention of this fact that in the article that he found in Nexus Magazine, it stated that the blacks rule the South. Now, if the blacks rule the South, then you can understand what the real war of the North and South was about during the Civil War. That war was to stop the, because the South was booming larger and greater than the North. So it was the plan of Abraham Lincoln to defeat the Moors, because the Moors actually was utilizing slavery in order to make their process, or indentured servitude, in order to make their products, whether it's cotton, you know, for clothing, tobacco, for cigarettes, sugar cane, for sweets, in which that is used for cakes and other bakeries and things like that, breads. All of this is shown, and this is how the South was great at one time, and the North, due to the defeating of the South and the abolishment of what they call physical slavery, what they did was actually turn it into full-blown slavery, as far as least on paper, and getting rid of slavery as far as physical, as well as also it kept the mental slavery chains on the brain. Those have been, in most cases, those have not been eradicated as of yet. This is what this type of information hopefully would do, is eradicate that. So, the Olmecs were the rulers of this so-called last Western Empire. Now, if you get Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition, it specifically states in there about the last empire. All right? And this is amazing, because you would think that it wouldn't give up those type of clues, but it does. All right? You got to get the fourth edition. It's the best edition. All right? So the fourth edition, especially the deluxe edition. That's the one that you really want. Okay? That's the one you really want. Now, let's try to go to that information. And when we go to Black's Law Dictionary, fourth edition, deluxe, it states, amorality, a court which has a very extensive jurisdiction of maritime causes, civil and criminal, controversies arising out of acts done upon or related to the sea, or questions of prize. It is properly the successor of the consular courts, remember the word consular courts, which was emphatically the courts of the merchants and seagoing persons, in other words, the Moors, establishing the principal maritime city of the revival of commerce after the fall of the Western Empire. Now, what is this fall of the Western Empire that they're talking about? Who fall was this? Was this raised themselves, that they was able to raise themselves up off? And let's look at this consular court. It says consular court, courts held by the consul of one country within the territory of another under authority given by treaty. This particular treaty was a treaty of peace and friendship of the United States and Morocco. And it says for the settlement of civil cases. In some instances, they also had a criminal jurisdiction, but in this respect was subject to review by the courts of the home government. The last of the United States consular courts, and then guess what? It's in the parentheses, is Morocco, was abolished in 1956. So your court system was just abolished 60 years ago. Just abolished 60 years ago. And it says Morocco. Now, we gave you a hint before. Actually, it's not even a hint. You get John Henry Clark's The African Holocaust before talking about Columbus, Christopher Columbus. In the book, he states specifically that Columbus met boats of the Songhai Malian, in which that he caused the Moroccan Empire traveling back and forth across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, that's not me. That is John Henry Clark. So the question is, admiralty definition states in the second paragraph, that is probably the successor of the Consular Court after the fall of the Western Empire. The fall of the Western Empire, what are in the fall of the Western Empire, now allegedly? So when did it fall? We are supposedly be in the Western Empire, I thought. So when did it fall? Because the Rastas, the NOI, and et cetera, still went for the Babylon or, you know, of the United States to fall. So obviously this is not a reference to the United States, but the last Western Empire, which is called the de jure government, which that was prior to this one, de facto government, which stated is probably the successor of the Consular Courts. Right. Matter of fact, if you go to the Holy Quran, Circle 7, talking about Egypt, the capital empire of the Dominion of Africa, specifically states, their dominion inhabitation extended from northeast and southwest Africa across the Great Atlantis, even onto the present North, South, and Central America, and also Mexico and the Atlantis Islands before the great earthquake, which caused the Great Atlantic Ocean. Now, that means that this existed prior to 2 to 250 million years ago. Remember, we was already here 600 million years ago, and the continental drift occurred 200 to 250 million years ago based on most scientific or geography books, scientific books. All right, so what does all this have to do with Benjamin Banneker? Real simple, that he was descendants from the Olmecs. Who are the Olmecs? The Olmecs were the Dogons, the Malians. Remember, the Songhai Malians, that's who John Henry Clark said that he's seen traveling back and forth. That's Christopher Columbus now in his journals. So he's seen them traveling back and forth, importing and exporting. All right, and this was Morocco. This was Al Morocco, just like the Moors state that it is. And John Henry Clark verified it in his African Holocaust book. All right. Now, you definitely want to go and do your research on that information. All right. So that means there was still families in which that was teaching. Because who are the Dogons? Many of y'all should know that the Dogons are the astrologers of ancient Egypt. They actually were the ones who helped build the temples and the pyramids, along with the Twa people, their brethren. All right? And as a matter of fact, it is said that the Dogon left Egypt, all right, 6,000 BC, which is approximately 8,000 years ago. They left and travel westward, in which they eventually landed into Mali, in which, of course, later on, you have Timbuktu, in which that you have some of the greatest, not only would people be talking about what was in Egypt, about the Library of Alexandria, but a lot of that information was transferred to Mali, in which that you had Timbuktu, in which that one of the most enlightened places on the planet. And this is during a time when the European was in the caves. They didn't know anything of themselves. But they had astrologers, astronomers, scientists, biologists, surgeons, mathematicians, lawyers. All of these things existed during that time. All right? And so, this information was kept transferred to the Dogons, who was known as the Mandese people, who spoke Mandese, who was also called the Mandingo. And you will find the Mandingos are directly related to the Dogon, who were the ancient Egyptians. This is why you have 18 temples mentioned in the Grand Canyon, Temple of Ra, the Temple of Isis, the temple of Osiris. Well, all of these temples are in the Grand Canyon, about 18 of them. You also have the Temple of Buddha, which is Ptah, and different other ones. So these temples are there. And this is the same people who built these pyramids and these mounds. We know that the Chichen Itza, Tulum, Kabul, these particular pyramid sites in Mexico was built by the Olmecs. All right? We know that the pyramids all the way from Peru, all the way up into actually Alaska, the pyramids and the mounds was built by them. They still had this knowledge, and this information was transferred and passed down from generation to generation. And being that Benjamin Banneker, who was known as Bembe Emmanuel Muali, who was an Abenaki, which means the father of the serpent race. Abenaki, the word Abba means father. Banaki, Naki means serpent. So he was part of the mystic race, or the mystic, or the father of the serpent, in which that was known as he was part of the immortals, the great old ones, all right, the ancient ones. And he was a prince. His mother, grandmother was not white. They wanted to say that there's no proof historically of her being white. There is none. But like I said, it was a code. The word Mali is the same word as Muli, in which that means more. And then the word Welch or Walsh means England, in which that is claimed where they got the charter from. All right. In other words, if Benjamin Banneker is Prince Hall, in which that some speculate, and the reason why they speculate is because there's a lot of missing information on both of them. So you have the greatest speculative Mason who lived on the same time as the greatest operative Mason, and neither one of them met, but yet they knew the same people. There's something wrong with that scenario. So our job is try to correct that. All right. And find out as much information as possible. And once again, as you heard in the article, Mr. Banneker referred to himself as African. He did not refer to himself as being part this or mulatto or whatever the case is. Okay? And the thing is that Mali Welch supposedly have married an African prince by the name of Banneker, in which that they changed his name later to Robert. All right, but his name was Banneker, which was from the Abenaki tribe. He was a prince of the Abenaki tribe. And that made Benjamin Banneker, Bembe Emmanuel Muali, also a prince, following after his father's bloodline, his grandfather's bloodline. All right? So he himself was a prince. And it said that Banneker or Robert was bought in chains, but was later freed. All right. So what they're saying is that we know historically that they captured people from these various tribes, these so-called Indian tribes. They did not necessarily come from Africa, 3,000 to 9,000 miles away. All right. Whether you're talking about West or East Africa, they did not come from there necessarily. Okay, but she supposedly had the last name Banneker, and being that was his tribe, Robert also had that name Banneker, and Benjamin Banneker was allegedly seized. All right, this is what they claim, that he was allegedly seized in some part of West Africa as a boy between 11 and 14, and then brought to New England by a slave trader and sold as a slave. Now, guess what? There's no verification of this. None whatsoever. These are stories that they made up. concerning the history of Benjamin Banneker and concerning the history of Prince Hall, so that we would never find out the actual connection. But yet, Benjamin Banneker was supposed to have been born November the 9th, 1731, and died October the 9th, 1806. All right? Now, you check and see when Prince Hall was born. Okay? Prince Hall was born 1735 and died supposedly December the 4th, 1807. So they lived during the exact same time period. And we know that Prince Hall's birthday and birthplace are subject to conjecture. We know that an individual with the name of Grimshaw, William Grimshaw, who was a supposed grand master of the Prince Hall Masons affiliate, all right, allegedly stated that he was born in Barbados. This is a lie. All right? But they have conflicting stories. They say he might have been born in England. Now, remember now, amazingly, England is where they said that they took Benjamin Banneker to between the age of 4 and 11. All right? But yet, they're saying that Prince Hall, you know, between 11 and 14, but then they said that Prince Hall, was allegedly there, and also in New England, it says in Massachusetts or Barbados, and his year of birth is generally recorded as either, check this out, 1735 or 1738. They don't know. 3 years difference. Now, in the Clock of Destiny, Volume 1, written by Dr. Charles Moseley Bay, who's the 3rd degree, 32nd, 33rd, and 360 degree Moorish Mason astrologer. He states that no papers have been ever found on him by church or state in Barbados or Boston. The place of birth is unknown. The descent with his birth date between 1735 and 1738 does not help either. All right? This is what was said. Now, Brother Charles Wesley, right? Now, that information came from www.stmarks7.org, /princehallhistory.html. Now, this is what Brother Charles Wesley said about it. Now, who Charles Wesley, he was one of the founders or establishers of Alpha Phi Alpha, all right? As well as also known very heavily within the Sigma Pi Phi. He was also a Prince Hall Mason, but this is what he says. He says, the problem in constructing the life of Prince Hall is concerned with his history, which we know had no related to traditions, unreliable sources, and the imagination of one writer in particular, who is William Grimshaw, a Prince Hall Solvent Grand Master. He also stated the absence of authentic documents and the repetitiveness and defense by orators of fancy tales has led to misinformation concerning our founder. All right, so Prince Hall don't even know what's really going on. But this is also what he said. Prince Hall is said to have been born, like we said, between 1735 and 1738. It says Masonic historians cannot agree on his place of birth. Some say that he was born in Barbados or West Indies, while others claim that he was born in Africa. Bless you. There is no evidence to which has access today that give us a clear picture of his birthplace, so they don't even know where he was born. One widely circulated rumor states that Prince Hall was freeborn in the British West Indies. His father, Thomas Prince Hall, was an Englishman, and his mother, a free colored woman of French extraction. That's exactly the opposite of Benjamin Banneker, that allegedly his grandmother was a white woman of Irish stock, and his father was of African birth. says 11 countries were searched and churches with baptismal records which examined without finding the name of Prince Hall. Now, the name don't exist. Now, when they checked in Baltimore, they found several Prince Halls in Baltimore, in Massachusetts. But none of them were the Prince Hall in which they founded the Prince Hall of Masons. All right, now, narrative stories of Prince Hall's birth and youth are unsubstantiated and appears to have been invented by their authors, particularly Prince Hall Grandmaster William H. Crimshaw in 1903. According to the most widely circulated version of Prince Hall's life, which originated in William H. Crimshaw's book, The Official History of the Freemasons Amongst the Colored People in America. Now, the fact that he even used the colored people, you know what I'm saying, that particular term shows that there might have been some things in which that was hidden, because this is taking you directly out. Remember, you get this book in which that was written recently on Freemasonry of the Prince Hall original or origin, which is called PHO, and then you also have the PHA, which is Prince Hall Affiliate. All right? The Prince Hall Affiliate states that the Prince Hall original or origin or clandestine. But based on this new book in which that was put out, it's actually the opposite. It's the other way around. And Crimshaw actually was one of the ones in which that confused a lot of disinformation purposely. And it says William H. Crimshaw's book had many errors and outright falsehoods about the life and times of Prince Hall. Interestingly, Prince Hall and Benjamin Banneker both died around the same year, around 1806, 1807. In truth, almost nothing about Hall can be documented prior to 1770. According to Prince Hall's Masonic Quiz book, Prince Hall supposedly died. Death date is December the 7th, 1807, was erroneous too. Tradition has it as December the 4th, 1807. This actually means no one is for sure when he died. The question is, with all the dissents with the dates, how do we know when he died? And the members of his own Masonic order do not know. So tradition has it that Prince Hall was buried at Coop Hill burial ground, but there is no records of interment. And matter of fact, Sarah Ricci was one of the supposed wives of Prince Hall, was the one that was actually buried in Coop's in Coop's Hill, and added many years later, called behind her tombstone reads, "Here lies ye body of Prince Hall, first grandmaster of the Coloreds." All right, once again, the word colored should be throwing you off, because remember, Prince Hall named the lodge African Lodge, all right? It was actually 459, so he wouldn't have used the word colored. All right? Pay attention to these things and what I'm telling you. All right? Remember, you're trying to piece this thing back together here. Now, this is what I was talking about with Ben Banneker, is that the word Molly Welch symbolizes this right here. This is just key. Compounding the lack of record information is the existence of other said blacks named Prince Hall living in the Baltimore area during that period. All right? Prince may have been a rather popular name, or was Prince really a title? Two other Masons from Lodge 441 was named Prince too. You have Prince Reeves and Prince Radin. All right, matter of fact, Prince Taylor was of the African Lodge Junior Grand Warrant, and upon Prince Hall's death, Nero Prince became Grand Master. Now, documents in Massachusetts shows that the slave owner William Hall freed a man named Prince Hall on April the 9th, 1765, but cannot conclusively link to any one individual, as their existing records are no fewer than 21 males. Once again, this is 21 males named Prince Hall. And several other males named Prince Hall was living in Boston at the time. It is also unknown whether he was a freeborn or a free man, according to Prince Hall quiz book. All right, this is what it says. Sherman fails to note that there were several contemporary Prince Hall residing in and around Boston. On page 14, Dan replies, 10th September the 1960, little do we know that our hero, Prince Hall, could have been an elusive or double character until recently. So who is this double character that they're talking about? It's Benjamin Banneker. Now, until that's just what it says. It says, this is what is in the quiz book, Prince Hall quiz book, now Masonic quiz book. Little do we know that our hero, Prince Hall, could have been an elusive or double character until recently, and it is unfortunate for us at this time to know the facts, if any, in our day. Now, the reason why I'm saying is because in The Clock of Destiny, Volume 2, written by Dr. Charles Moseley, who was a 3rd degree, 32nd, 33rd, and a 360 degree Morris Master Astrologer, he states Prince Hall is also a mystic name. So also King Solomon, Hiram-Abeth, Queen of Sheba, and David are only mystic names. Now, what does the word mystic mean? Well, you look at the word mystic. The word mystic means of mysteries, of esoteric rites or doctrine. Check this out. Mystical, remote from or beyond human comprehension, baffling human understanding, unknowable, obscure, mysterious, important or implying mysticism. Check this out. Involving some secret meaning, allegory, emblematical. Now, what is the word? Now, the word allegory is synonymous with the word mystical. Now, what does the word allegory mean? The word allegory means a art form or a story, painting, or sculpture in which that the components have a symbolic, figurative meaning. All right? Now, you look up the word allegorical, it states, did not really exist, but had an underlying spiritual meaning, a fictional character. That's what it means. So Prince Hall is a fictional character. Okay? Now, this is what it said by Masons and Moors. So we're trying to find out who he was, and this is we are able to connect those pieces. Okay? This is how we're able to connect those particular pieces. All right, so when you look at Benjamin Banneker, who was a prince, all right, you will have to say to yourself that a lot of the stories around him was also conjecture. But when you start blending the stories together, it starts making more sense on what really took place and who they actually are. For example, when you look up the word prince and you do geomantria, or what is known as numerology, on the word prince, it equals 65, and 6 plus 5 is 11. And then when you do the word hall, H-A-L-L, it equals 33. Now, this hall symbolizes 33 degrees. All right? Together with 11 comes to 44. Now, 4 plus 4 is 8, and 8 means to build or builder and destroyer. That's why the name Prince Hall was chosen. All right? Now, remember, we told you that Benjamin Banneker was an actual prince. And the fact that he built and designed Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., as well as also in honor of him was Big Ben, the clock in London, England, you will find that he was one of the greatest astrologers in his day. And at the behest of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, he was put on several programs in order to, because of his astrology skills. But it's no coincidence that the word hall comes to 33 when you add it up. H is 8, A is 1, L is 12, plus 1 plus 12 plus 12 equals 33. So, we know that to be a grandmaster, you reach 33 degrees. Prince Hope is 33 degrees symbolically. We know that Benjamin Banneker, based on his Morse and astrological skills, he also was a true Mason, more than just a operative Mason. Okay? He was more than just an operative Mason. He had to have also been a speculative Mason. All right. Matter of fact, we know that number 11, 33, 44 are notable master numbers, meaning high ideals, invention, refinement, balance, fulfillment, vision. As a matter of fact, the number 11 represents a deeply intuitive individual that is indicative of creativity. The number 33 is a master teacher's number, number of spiritual enlightenment, truth, and love. Now, the combination of 11, all right, and 33, which is 44. Now, guess what? In Gematria, the Hebrew numerology, 44 is Adam, Adam, meaning blood. All right? And we know that there's life in the blood, or the number 8, which symbolizes infinity. Even in Chinese, the number 8 is sacred, lucky, and very powerful. All right, and you will find that in the I Ching, which is the book of transformation, the book of change, in which that symbolizes prosperity, wealth, and fortune. Even in Christianity, 8 represents rebirth or resurrection. You know, cult, 8 is linked to magic. It represents equilibrium, solidarity, stability, and the balance of various forces. It represents perfection, duality, and a unity between male and female. So remember, Benjamin Banneker was an expert astrologer, mathematician, which means a numerologist. He designed the city of Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., which is District of Columbia. So he was actually the true Prince Hall. And we don't find any coincidence that Barack Hussein Obama, president, is also the 44th president. All right, so we find that that is some connecting pieces there, in which that now, based on the number 44, which is actually that of Prince Hall, put Barack Obama, who is also a 33rd degree Mason, in which that you see his inauguration, the first one, you can see a two-headed phoenix, in which that turns his way facing facing the west and the east, which is symbolic to the 33rd. Degree, the symbol of the 33rd degree, or the eagles or the phoenixes facing opposite to each other in the opposite direction. All right, so I dropped enough information right there for the time being. Get ready to go to the phone lines. Get ready to go, my man, Brother L. You want to build on something?
Yes. Thinking about Benjamin Banneker Bay and Prince Hall, I can go back to Francis Bacon and William Shakespeare, as William Shakespeare being the cipher code for Francis Bacon. And I believe that the same thing with Benjamin Benmore with Prince Hall, the same thing,
right?
You know, and a lot of Prince Hall Masons having a hard time with that. When you bring that,
right.
when certain brothers trying to bring that up, you know, about Benjamin Prince Hall wasn't nothing but a code Benjamin Banneker and Benmore, you know. So.
Right, but the amazing thing is that they can't bypass their own quiz book. I'm getting this information, Brother L, from their own quiz book.
Yes, I know you are. I had that book.
Right.
I lost it, but I had it. A lot of them even debating among themselves. No, he was from Barbados. No, he was from England. No, he was from, you know, Jamaican Island. They it's all confusion.
It is.
Know? And they're trying to say, and on this grave site in Boston, kind of say that he was the grandmaster of the colored masons. Like you said before, the term color wasn't even used at that time.
Exactly.
And they're still using African, and some areas still using the word Moor.
Exactly.
So where did that word color come from?
Mm-hmm.
No, so that you know, that's a lot. No, so then they talk then, but dealing with when I first got into the Moorish teaching, I used to think that the Mali and Songhai empires and Morocco was, you're talking about east over there,
right,
in the east part of the Africa over there, what they call, some Moors call South Asia.
Right.
But then I learned later that I had, since studying with you, that there's no, they're talking about the Morocco here, you know, and the Songhai and Mali empire here was an extension.
Right. And that's how we know that was code word for his grandmother, Mali, because it's about the Malian empire, the Songhai Malian empire that existed here, and that he was from it.
Uh-huh.
And he was a prince of it. You know,
uh-huh,
what I'm saying? And, you know, and the fact that, you know, Welch, like we said, which was, her name was Molly Welch. Welch is of England, but we know that the Yorkshire Moors were there in England during that time period. And
uh-huh,
the Yorkshire Moors, more than coincidentally, are probably the ones who gave the charter to Prince Hall. You know what I'm saying? To the African large for 59. To form the African large 59.
Mm-hmm.
Right, coming from the Yorkshire Moors. You know what I'm saying? Not from the so-called Grand Lodge of England, you know what I'm saying, per se, but coming from that particular bloodline in which that was over that particular housing or that particular building, which is known as the Grand Lodge of England at that time. You know,
uh-huh,
that has been speculated, and that's more so of what we probably will find, because we find like the word Mali and Muli are the same word. The word Mali is striking to Mali, an empire of the so-called Moors of Islam in Africa. Mali is the empire that was the so-called Dogon or in. And this is the reason why many believe that Benjamin Banneker is also descended from Dogon, because guess what? They were called the Mandingos,
uh-huh,
or the Mandinka, and were so-called Muslims.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is no, get the article, Cherokee and Islam. In that particular article, it states specifically that the Cherokee, amongst their ancient practices, in order to throw the Europeans off, they once practiced Islam and spoke Arabic. This is why many of their chiefs was called Shechem, which is after the ancient Egyptian god, in which that means power.
Huh.
This is also where they got the word, right, this is also got the word Mecca. You know what I'm saying? Maku, the word Maku, the word Mecca, as in the Omeccas. You know what I'm saying? The Omexum. You know what I'm saying? All of that is based on the fact of talking about that genealogy, keeping those ancestral ties.
Uh-huh.
All right? So we know who Benjamin Banneker actually was. All right? Now,
no,
what we're trying to do is piece this information together with Prince Hall, because they both lived during the exact same time period, just a couple of years apart, and they don't even know when he was born. So we can say at the same time, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case is, they don't know when he's born. But we know that Benjamin Banneker supposedly was born 1731, died 1806. Prince Hall supposedly was born 1735, some say 1738, but died 1807. So they lived on the exact same time period. And so the question had to come that here they are, they knew the same people, but yet, the great of operative Mason never met the greatest speculative Mason?
Mm-hmm. No way. That couldn't be possible. They didn't know each other.
Right.
They had to meet.
Right. And the strange things about it, Brother L, is that we might not never know, because Benjamin Banneker's house was burnt down the day of his funeral.
How fortunate is that for somebody? They didn't want nobody to know the truth.
Exactly, and all of his papers was burnt. Only very small amount of papers actually survived.
No kind of artifacts or nothing that this man even existed.
Very little.
You know, and whatever they want to exist, it was just what they wanted the people to know, our people anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So less they have to go on, the better for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was the word Mali, M-A-L-I, and I find that kind of funny, real funny. No, I find it real funny because a lot of European women name their daughters Mali, M-O-L-L-Y. And
right.
I was thinking, did that term come from Mali?
Right. Well, that's the key. You know what I'm saying? That's how we know. You know, remember, based on the documentation coming from Benjamin Banneker, he states that he came from African. He never said that he came from any mixed blood whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
But the so-called historians threw that on him and said that Mali Welch was white. But remember, if you get a book called Islam in Great Britain, 1558 to 1685, it speaks of the impact of the Moors on Great Britain, and it says in these words, the Turks and the Moors of North Africa and the rest of the Ottoman Muslim dominion was spreading alarm in England, Wales, and everywhere in the British Isles. This is where you get the British Isles of Man from, the Isles of Man, which that it tells you about the Moors. The word Moor within the Glasgow Dictionary means an office of the Isles of Man. He summons the court for several shredding, you know what I'm saying? And it says that he himself is worth 100 bailiffs. But this is what it says. It says, especially amongst fishermen, sailors, traders, and the Levant Company representatives in the Parliament, the news about the Turks insurgent wrote Sir Nicholas Landon to Sir Francis Vane in September 1635, terrifying the country. They were so much concerned with the Turkish attack and about the fate of England captives that in December 1640, a committee from Algiers was appointed by the Parliament, which main task was to oversee the ransoming of English captives. Right.
So Moors are really entrenched in British history in the country,
right. Well,
British Isles.
Exactly.
Well entrenched.
Right.
More than
and
most
this
people
is verified.
Know.
Right, and this is also verified, of course, by the books in which that you want, which is David McRitchie's book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they called Ancient and Moderate Britain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get them, I'm just going to dig into it, really dig into it.
Right.
I know it's really going to amaze me. There's a lot of things I still don't know about how Moore's heritage lies in the British Isles.
Right.
Among the ancient Britons.
Right. That comes by way of That comes by way of the individuals known as Yorkshire Moors. So
Yorkshire where was supposed to be Roy Arch Masonry comes from as well. And that's man. So you know how much Moorish influence and where Masonry comes from. No doubt.
Right. Exactly. And that's why we're putting these pieces of this puzzle together, because there's a lot of inconsistencies within the histories of these individuals. But yet, like I said, they lived on the exact same time period. And I don't find that a mere coincidence.
Okay. I don't either. No, they want you to think it is, but it's not.
Right. All right, Brother L, hold on. We're going to go to the phone line. We got area code 609. 609, you're on the line.
Peace and love. Islam?
Peace and love.
Islam. I like Islam. The rise and honor to the great God Allah, the Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, the chosen prophet for us all, in this day and time, Prophet Nabu Dawari. I like to give rise and honor to the Moorish Science Temple of Mecca. I like to give rise and honor to Supreme Grand Chief David Bailey L. I like to give rise and honor to the first Supreme Grand Chief E. Bailey L. I like to give rise and honor to you, Brother Aline, Dr. Aline Bay, and Brother L. Peace and honor. I want to say that dealing with Benjamin Banneker, I had an experience years ago. I went on a tour with Enfu Dishi. He did a tour. And one of the stops was at the estate, Benjamin Banneker Estate. And a lot of things you can see, they were really trying to put that Caucasian element, that pale skin element in his genealogy. Mm-hmm. Saying his, you know, his mom was Caucasian, or his, then he lied and said it was the grandma who was Caucasian, the mom was mixed. And they were saying a lot of things, and even the guy was giving a commentary of the short film video that we were watching on David Banneker. Decided to say if it wasn't for, you know, the mom or grandma, they're really trying to put the pale skin contribution as vital. You know what I'm saying, to him. You know what I'm saying? But what was really significant was that, like, if you will go through the exhibit, you will see many of on the panels that were talking about Benjamin Banneker or Banneke. It was saying that he was one that said he was descended from a Dogon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That his grandfather was a Dogon priest, and a
right.
Dogon king, and his father was a Dogon king. And,
mm-hmm.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? So even that one panel, it's in the same exhibit where this pale-skinned tour guide was talking these outlandish things. It blew everything he said out the water. Because he was like, you're talking about the Caucasian woman teaching him and all that. Really trying to make him feel like a poor helpless pup. You know what I'm saying? And here comes the white woman. You know what I'm saying? And here, you know, she's going to teach him and stuff like that and make him into who he is today. So I found that very interesting, you know, dealing also with, you know, him and his Islamic ties. You know, there's a book that even, I remember Dr. Ali Muhammad had mentioned that there's actually texts and books that have not been even on the mainstream market. You actually have to bid for them, and some books are like $600, $700, because it has a lot of more. They have more memoirs, more accounts. They have one where Benjamin Banneke was talking about his Islamic ties and to the Islamic world and all that stuff like that. And it's definitely deep, you know. One thing I also want to mention is when you deal with Masons. And this is one thing I think I want to just get a lot, because a lot of people who come into the movement, they believe that, you know, once you become, well, if you just study Masonry, you're actually studying just more science. You know what I'm saying? And I want to clear that up because, you know, I believe, you know, and not just what I believe, but from what I've been studying, it really, from what the Moors brought, was never really what the Masons have, or what is known as Masonry, is not necessarily the gambit of more science. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we know that it's mainly a hybrid form.
Yeah.
And it's almost like you're eating the apple without the seeds, or the watermelon mm-hmm. without the seeds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And it's not the real thing.
Generic
the real high science, I'm going to tell, and I'll put it out in the air for all the Moors, you know, who whether you're in the temple or you're not in the temple, you know what I'm saying? The real Moor science, you know what I'm saying, is Sufism, is the mystical arts, you know what I'm saying, the Sufism, you know what I'm saying, those type of things. it's the inner workings of, you know what I'm saying, of the path, the true path, you know what I'm saying, because the main focus is to build you back up, to connect you back to your higher self and to God. You know what I'm saying? It's not littles and puns. You know what I'm saying? Now, the Prince Hall, so we know that, you know, within the movement, that it was the Masons that infiltrated it, you know what I'm saying, and a lot of stuff was mixed up, a lot of information, you know what I'm saying, has been mixed up because of that, you know, and I believe that, you know, even when you did the presentation, Brother Eileen, years ago in Harlem, when you said that on the Islamism and stuff like that, you did the presentation, you said that, you know, Prophet Nur ad-Din Ali had his hand outside his garb showing that he's revealing the secrets. You know what I'm saying? And that's why some people, when they try to go into the temple, and they may try to mix the masonry, and it doesn't necessarily go over well with, you know, the, you know, Grand Sheikhs and the Supreme, you know, the Council, and they say, well, you know, a lot of people go, well, that's not, you know, some people get upset, but you got to understand is that it was the Masons that took our nationality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're the ones who took our nationality. You know what I'm saying? So if the temple doesn't look good on Mason, it's not just saying we don't love knowledge. You know what I'm saying? It's not saying we don't love knowledge, but we ain't down with the trickery. You know what I'm saying? And people mixing and dipping and, you know, the science and stuff like that. It's like, you know, Prophet Nur ad-Din Ali came to reveal it and give it back to the people without no puns and riddles or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? You are who you are. This is about you. You know what I'm saying? And there's no, ain't nothing sugarcoated. You ain't gotta pay, you know, $600 or $1,000, you know, you know,
right,
to essentially get this information. You know, it's your birthright. You know, so, you know, I just wanted to clear up, because a lot of people really think, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, masonry is more science, but that's not the truth. You know, and I thank Brother Aline for always being a true Aquarius that he is, you know, pulling out the information and everything on the internet. I just wanted to share that, you know, my experience and stuff like that, you know, and everything. But I said my piece, brother, and I thank you for the time. Thank you.
Peace.
All right. Peace. Coming on. And by the way, I'm an Aries, so I do deal with the head, because that's what Aries is, the brain, the head. So I definitely got to get the information out. Area code 313.
Yep, Brother L.
Brother L is also. We the Rams, you know what I'm saying? We up in here ramming y'all information.
Peace.
Greetings.
Peace.
I have something that, you know, I listen to y'all. This is Sonya. I listen to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not, I can't quote a book for you, but just something really simple. You were talking about Mali,
mm-hmm.
the country, and then you said Mali, the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And as we know, if we take the Egyptian language, there are no vowels. And you always
right.
said the L and the R are interchangeable. So there you go back to the M and the R. There it is. Boom.
Right. It's the word more. You're right.
There it is. For Molly. More. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all. When you were talking, it just hit me like. Molly.
Right. And see the word Maori. Mm-hmm. Right. And the word Molly or Maori, M-A-R-I or M-A-U-R. They was known to be the high priest of Anu, which is Ra, all right? And this is verified in Wallace E. Budge's, E.A. Wallace Budge's book, Egyptian Hieroglyphics. He makes mention of that fact, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this all ties in, and being those high priests of Anu symbolizes that they study on high. The word Anu symbolizes on high. So hence the sky. So we have those connection pieces with the Dogon studying the movements of Sirius, or Sirius A, Sirius B, Sirius C, which is called Emiya, Zigitolo, Olotolo, and showing how their influence is upon the planet Earth. And as we go around each other 25,928 years, you know, a great year, You know, so it also has the elliptical patterns of our DNA. So no doubt about it, all of that connects.
Yeah, I just saw that, like, really simple, like, okay, Molly, that just kept sticking out, like the L and the R, you know? Interchangeable, so switch that L for that R.
Uh-huh.
There it is. Again.
Uh-huh.
All right, thanks. Peace, bro.
Peace, sister.
Right. Brother L, you got something that you want to go into?
Yes. I didn't know you was an Aries, brother. I sure didn't know that. I would have put that in there. We both are Aries. Nalim and Fahim. Yes, sir. I was going back to the grave of Prince, supposed to be Prince Hall in Boston. And they had a picture in one of the Prince Hall magazines, and it had some masons pointing their finger toward the grave. Yes, there, here's his grave, and he did exist. It was a man called Prince Hall, you know, but that's all they got.
Right.
You know, they don't have anything else that can bring, you know, any real proof that this man actually lived or once, you know, walked the earth.
You're right, they don't. And as you've seen, that was according to Charles Wesley, Dr. Charles Wesley. That was according to their Prince Hall Masonic Quiz Book. So this is according to their own authors, their own members, that Prince Hall is an elusive or double character. That's exactly what he said, double character. So who could he be doubling for? That was born around the same time or died around the same time if it's not for Benjamin Banneker. I don't know who else in history that would have been doubling for.
Right.
You know? And like we said, we know that Benjamin Banneker is a prince. And then he built halls, so hey, the name Prince Hall fits Benjamin Banneker with no problem.
Perfectly.
You know? They fit him with no problem. You know his grandfather was a king. So that made his father a prince, and then that made him a prince.
So he's definitely of a more royal blood lineage.
Exactly, and he was of the Lenape, which is Washitaw. They was called the Delaware Moors.
Mm.
Right, and the word Lenape is the word El Anub. You know what I'm saying? Meaning the Kushites. Or the Nubians. The Africans. You know? So all of that was connected. You know what I'm saying? And the word Lenape is where we get the word nappy from, as in nappy hair.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody take a picture, a look at his almanac, you can look and see his non-ether hair on his head. He did not come from no mixed bloodline with that type of with that texture of hair.
Right.
You know, right. So we understand that, and of course we know a lot of things have been concealed from us. But we're gonna get more into it in a second. For those who want to call in, call 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call. We're going to a commercial right now.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're gonna get back in the groove again. We're gonna turn y'all loose. We're gonna keep the thing rolling a little while.
This thing right here is going out to that 50% of black youth that's living below the poverty line. You know, the pitch rock, block, flip cop, but a black leader sit watch and blame that shit on hip hop. Hip hop's about to happen. He's Timothy Taylor and he's about to do it again. Flow it, he freeze like wind. MC don't got nothing for him. Whatever you need, I got that. You better believe I had that. Drop down and get G'd along, shorty, fuck that. This here rap thing's a hobby, I do it a little too good. Whatever your name, you bore me, you corny, fuck your hood. Because I'm top notch, block, cock, cop shot. Inevitably, for fucking with me, you catch a speed knot. Niggas believe not, fuck what y'all heard, I'm him. Follow my lead, intelligent to the gin. This ain't no exploitation, boy, that did what it is. Deliver my manifestation.
get my blood. This is for my youth and girls. When them get hungry, you know them will lose.
He's out of a juice in love with that USC, I cuff it. This MIT, I touch it. I do my thing like fuck it. When on the front line, crunch time, come time. Show as the sunshine, I'm gon' bust mine. Never giving a wrong impression. Ready your weapons, cause you say you want a revolution. Well, there it is. Most MCs come from slums. Some sold they soul for plums. Most MCs never they keep it real, be keeping it real dumb. They wanna be king of the Negroes. They want the biggest rims. He wanna monarch with three crows. He want the biggest fans. They wanna be Justin Mobutu. I come from the line of Lumumba. I move like Harriet Tubman, Andor Kwame Nkrumah. Why niggas act cute? Flash, loot, clap, shoot. I'm in the black hoop, breaking bread with black youth. My movement grassroots, established on some past truths. Black revolution, every spray ain't black.
All my tough and tough, don't say they're my Chris, don't say they're my blood. This is for my youth and yours. When them get hungry, you know them will show. This is for my tough and tough, don't say they're my Chris, don't say they're my blood. This is for my youth and yours. When them get hungry, you know them will show.
Delivering me up, don't wanna go over your head. Sometimes I'm a little too much. They telling me water it down. I'm telling them this is a cup. Black leaders, teachers, preachers, blaming the youth for self-destructive. Look, let me break down something. You niggas know little to nothing. They cutting the social programs. They stopping the age of the youth. They moving the jobs to Taiwan. They build more jobs in schools. I'm breaking my back with the poor folks who feeling the hell of oppression. My lungs full up of gun smoke and misguided aggression. Live on the front page, black rage in the stage. Rinsing my pain out the barrel of a 12-gauge. Debbie that he's P. Newton, Syria, France, Bannon. Black revolutionaries ready, aim, blast, cannon.
All my tough and tough, don't say they're my Chris, don't say they're my blood. This is for my youth and yours. When them get hungry, you know them will show. This is for my tough and tough, don't say they're my Chris, don't say they're my blood. This is for my youth and yours.
Giving out more information, Wednesdays.
No doubt, playtime is over. So,
y'all
been listening to us break down Benjamin Banneker, his history, and is Benjamin Banneker really Prince Hall? And based on our research over the last, I know mine's for the last 15 years of just researching that subject alone, it appears to be so. The point is that I was given access. My wife and I went to the United Grand Lodge of England, London. We went there about 4 going on 5 years ago now, in which that we went there, and they gave us access to all of the books that they have on Prince Hall. So when we go back, that's what we're going to be researching in depth. All right. Right now, we have those clues. Like we said, his grandmother's name just happened to be Molly, and then he happened to be from it says that he happens to be a Dogon, which means an Olmec, all right? The Olmecas were the Malian or Songhai Malian people, all right, who came here over 5,000 years ago and set up the oldest civilization in the Western Hemisphere. He was descended from that bloodline of those who was here, all right, over 5,000 years ago. This is 3,000 years before your Christ, all right, or your so-called white Jesus. All right, if you still believe in that. But that's what it was, all right? So we're looking at that empire that they're talking about, all right, lasted 5,000 years, all right? Not too many empires last that long.
Right.
All right, but the Olmec, which is the Amexum Empire, lasted over 5,000 years. And the remnants of those teachings are still being taught in particular families, such as it was in the 17 and the 1800s to Benjamin Banneker, or Ben Bay Emmanuel Mu'ali, who was known as Judge Big Ben Bay, or known as Prince Ben Bay. All right? So, all right, got cut off, but we back on. Let me go back to the phone lines. I don't know if you got a chance to hear me, but we got Eric Code 347. Eric Code 347, you're on the line. Greetings. Eric Code 347. All right. All right. I don't know how much I got a chance to say, Brother L. I don't know what I got cut off at.
Okay. I just went on and kept talking about Benmore Bay and how he the same thing he did with Prince Hall, the same thing Francis Bacon did with William Shakespeare, and
exactly.
One of the authors of the King James Version of the Bible. And you can see in the 46 Psalms, you can see William Shakespeare, his cipher in the verse, different verses of the 46 Psalms. And
right. And it's no coincidence that Francis Bacon also was a head Rosicrucian. He also did the Bible for the Grand Master of the Grand Lodge of England, who was at the time King James, and which that we find that they was also Moors.
Now, the Hebrew Israelites has been breaking this down for years, but I was swayed away from that based on the regular historical information in which that's been taught. But it appears that the information is right in exact after all, is that we're talking about these Moors, just like Francis Bacon played Othello in the play Othello, in which that he put together, which is William Shakespeare. So he himself had to have been black. And if you ever see the funeral bus of William Shakespeare, you can see that on my page, www.dralimelbay.com. You can see that on Metaphysical Interreligious Confusion down near the bottom. You would see that he was brown-skinned. He was a Moor.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So this is amazing that all of these connections are definitely taking place. And like you said, he had a pseudo name, which was the Shakespearean Council, or the Shakespeare, you know, Shakespeare, in which that we understand that, as well as, you know, Prince Hall, you know, or Benjamin Banneker also did Prince Hall the same. But the fact is that why is no research being done on it? I've been able to find this information over the last 10, 15 years, as I stated. There should be more Masons finding this information out. You know what I'm saying? In particular, Prince Hall Mason. You know what I'm saying? You should be wanting to find out who your grandmaster, you know, actually was. You know, your first grandmaster, you would want to know who it actually was. And if it is true that it was Benjamin Banneker, then that will help with a lot of the confusion in which that's been going on. The fact that most people don't know when Prince Hall was born or where he was born at shows that it leads more credence towards that he was born more so towards the closer years of Benjamin Banneker. And the fact that he died, you know, less than a year later, you know what I'm saying, shows that that is also the connection. So once again, the greatest speculative Mason never met the greatest operative Mason. And once again, they had connection points. You know, there was individuals, you know, in which that definitely would have wanted them to exchange ideas, you know, in history. But the fact remains that we don't have that history. And of course, reconstructed history has been done and put in its place, inserted with European faces again in order to throw us off. But these are just simply codes, all right? And we understand that because my wife and I went to, once again, the United Grand Lodge of England, and the guide of the museum portion, the curator of the museum portion, followed us around. And he said, "How do you feel about the possibilities of your first black president?" And my wife turned around and said, "There was none before him." And he jumped back like Mike Tyson hit him. And you're not supposed to know that. Did they tell you that? Now, hold up. We're not supposed to know that. And you want to know, how did we know that? And did they tell us that? And that they, of course, is his Masonic Shriner Brothers here in America, his so-called white Masonic Shriner Brothers. Or Albions, as we say, which is another name for England, which is Albion. And this is what, which is, you know, similar to the word albino. And this is what who we actually are dealing with. And so we know that we're not supposed to know. So they're wondering how we are able to put this information together now. Well, like I told a police officer, I can read. Not only can I read, that means I can comprehend now, too, because what I read, I now are able to take from all the various areas in life and see the logic and see the combinations, the links, and all of these things and how it ties in to my life process and the things in which that I need in life to do. So this is what history is about. History rewards all efforts. All right, this saying has been said by Malcolm X. This has been said by his teacher, you know, Elijah Muhammad. All right, so, Brother L, you got any closing remarks?
Yes, I was. What I want to say is that myself and Brother, as we talked about him some months ago, Brother Eric LeGrone Hill, and about two other brothers that I know of, about the only brothers of the St. Louis, Missouri Republic, as far as I can know of, that know that finally admit and finally the only one that knows that Benjamin Bennigan Ben Moore it was Prince Hall. Just four.
Right.
Just four. The rest of them denies it. The rest of them frown at us when we even mention that. You know. So I mean, it's kind of a hard, you know, kind of hard when you're trying to dealing with certain wars that has been taught and been a certain way for so many years, and it's really embedded in them. You know, you can't really, you know, get them to see the truth
right.
of the light. That's what I per se,
yes.
you know. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least we get those four to agree with him.
Yeah.
So the thing is, let's get four more, and then we get four more, and then get four more, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take us doing more research in order
to
get this information
it.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm the first to put this information together. Others have bit my information and attempted to put it out before me, but I already have books out prior to that, such as my First World Order. Book in which that has some of this information in it already. You know, the thing is keep moving on and getting this information out because we understand that there has to be a connecting piece because there's no way possible that these two individuals existed during the same time period but yet never knew of each other and there is no historical ties, nowhere to have been found. And yet one is trying to say, well, yeah, this grandmother never left out of Maryland. But yeah, he wrote the Almanac for Delaware, Pennsylvania, Virginia. But they make it sound as if he never left out. He spent his whole entire life in America, in Baltimore, Maryland. don't know Prince Hall. They don't know where he was born in Massachusetts or if he was born in New England, you know what I'm saying, which is Massachusetts. They don't know if he was born in Barbados. They don't know if he was born in England. They have all these conjectures. So the thing is that let's peel away the conjectures and get down to the nitty-gritty in order to find out what's really going on here. Because once you find out that the greatest operative Mason is the greatest speculative Mason, then that would have to move all of the Masons into that proper area. That means that they will have to begin to start studying astrology.
Mm-hmm.
But taboo because they want to keep their Christian philosophy. So right, shows the reason why they would separate the two, because they won't want you to study astrology. But yet, how do you grow your crops? How do you, as a farmer, grow your crops? You know, you have to use the movement of the sun and of the moon. You know, you have to utilize these things and calculate them. You know, and this is what Benjamin Banneker was about. So they don't want Prince Hall having those capabilities. They just want him to be seen in a vacuum as just being the Grand Master of the African Lodge 459, and that's it. And then they honorary, you know, then they change the lodge to the Prince Hall Lodge, you know, after him, and that's it. Nothing else. So we know that this is bogus, and we're gonna keep going at it.
Oh yeah.
Get ready. Appreciate y'all for checking us out, and we out.
the soldiers of the seven churches. I stand before you resurrected from the death of self. Born again around the all things to all men. Hell is the human bond and suffer when they're inner conscious. Go undiscovered due to ego and a lack of knowledge. You should go back to college, tell your professors for profit. They taught you nothing but this Molotov cocktail bombing. I make the rain, hell, snow, and cause the earth to quake. I think the thoughts that make the universe take shape. Atoms form when the thought produces vibration. Thought coupled with conviction simplify creation. Here stands a man in the likeness of the Most High. Is it not written in your law that we are all gods? I bring the kingdom to the people, still they don't believe it. Because I'm black and from the ghetto, but then so is Jesus.